Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
So settling into your little Nidra nest, and for this is for the Leo new moon and the solar eclipse, and really taking your time to settle in. So there is no rush in anything that we're doing this evening. So just making sure that all the pillows, all the bolsters, all the blankies, they're all settled just so. It's almost as if you're Goldilocks and you're getting the exact right position, the perfect number of blankets, all artfully arranged so that there is no draft, no cold spots. And you might want to make sure that others that are present with you for this are also comfortable. So if you're doing this with your animal companions or your human companions, or maybe your children, that everybody is comfortable. And as you settle into your Nidra nest, just knowing that you're welcome to move and change as you need to, that you don't have to stay still. It's really important that right from the get-go, you know that you're listening to your body. You're listening to what your body needs and you're responding. And listening is a big part of this whole season of the eclipse. So we're going to start with listening as our main part of our settling process. So for those of you here in the snug, you will be aware of the sounds of the heat pump. So perhaps we're feeling that gratitude of the heat pump on a cold night. And we can just welcome those little whirring sounds and little gurgles and growls that it makes occasionally. And for those of you listening from home, you might have your own sounds. Maybe there's a crackling fire. Maybe your heat pump has a different tone to my heat pump. Maybe they're in harmony. And there might be sounds of others in the room. There might be sounds of others in your home. There might also be sounds that we can welcome from outside. So there might be traffic or there might be birds. You might have a ruru in your garden singing. The train will probably go past at some point and toot, and you might hear that through the recording as well. And maybe that sense of listening can become closer and closer so that you're welcoming not only everything that is moving in from the outside world, welcoming those sounds that are far away, but welcoming the sounds that are really close by. Not just the heat pump, not just the fire crackles, but maybe those quiet sounds that are often just playing in the background. It might be something like a clock ticking. It might be the snuffly noises of your dog snuggling up with you. It might be your own snuffly noises as you start to relax. So you might be hearing things like your tummy growling, air moving through your nostrils. There might even be an awareness of your heart beating. There might even be a sense of listening to what's on your internal stereo. And for some of us, that might be a phrase that's playing in our head. It might be something that we heard earlier today. You might have a song that's playing there. And sometimes, just sometimes, there's like an internal voice that offers you a little pearl of wisdom or a statement. So we're open and welcoming whatever we're hearing. Whatever we're noticing, whether it's outside, whether it's inside, whether it's outside our body, whether it's inside our body. Allowing ourselves to settle here and simply receive all that we're listening to. And maybe you can start to welcome some of your other senses as well. So you might have an eye pillow on. You might be in a dark room. So it might be that there is nothing that you can actually see right now. You might be choosing to close your eyes. But even when our eyes are closed, there's often like that awareness of what we're seeing in our inner vision. This might look completely dark to you. It might be bright. It might be lots of different colors. So we're welcoming all that we're seeing. And welcoming all that you are feeling, all that you can feel through your skin, through your fingertips, through your toes, all the textures of your clothing, the blankets. And noticing whether these things feel rough or smooth, soft, crunchy feeling, welcoming everything that you can feel. And then feeling that your tongue can rest in your mouth. And as your tongue comes to rest, there are no words to say. You might be noticing on the very tip of your tongue what you were last eating or drinking. So for those of you present, you might be tasting the bitterness of the dandelion root, but the sweetness of the licorice root. Savoring what you can taste. And as your breath is just moving in and out of your body so effortlessly, maybe there's something that you can smell. Maybe you can smell food or what you've been drinking. During winter, maybe there's the smell of perhaps clothing drying on racks above your fire. All these certain smells that really place ourselves in the season that we're in. And to be here with our senses is an experience of simply being with ourselves. To fully be ourselves. To soak up the juice of life. This is the juice of life. This is how we experience the world, is through our senses. And we might approach our whole experience here of resting tonight with a soft fascination. Just gently being with ourselves. Quietly soaking up the juice of life. So as you find yourself here settling in your nidra nest, perhaps just noticing, being with the weight of your body, being with the weight of your skull, being with the weight of your shoulders and your arms, feeling them settling down, feeling all the way down through your upper arms and your elbows, through your forearms and your wrists, and just noticing. Noticing where you've chosen to place your hands. The softness of your hands here. Your little fingers switching off, your ring fingers switching off. Middle fingers, index fingers, and your thumbs all switching off. Rested and complete here through your arms. Just feeling that sense of your arms rested and complete. Right from the very tips of your fingers, all the way up through your wrist, your elbow, and into your armpits. knowing that there is nothing that we need to be doing right now. We have done enough. We have done enough today, and now it is time to rest. And perhaps you can be with the weight of your shoulder blades settling down, feeling a sense of letting down through your upper back, the middle part of your back, all the way down through the small of your back, and finding where your sacrum and even your tailbone meet the support beneath. And it's like you can feel the whole of the back of your body here. It's like being in a hammock. Maybe you can even feel that curve of your back, like you're resting in a hammock. Here, simply supported, gently swinging in the breeze. Feeling that you are free, free to be yourself, free to be me, free to be my authentic self, just here, held and supported in my little hammock. And perhaps you can feel the full weight now. The full weight of your hips, your buttocks, your thighs, all letting down. The full weight of your knees and your shins and your calves, all letting down. Your heels and your ankles, and each and every toe, all starting to switch off. Your little toes, your fourth toes, your third toes, your second toes, and your big toes. Completely letting down, rested and complete. All the walking that you've done today, the driving, the biking, all the many steps that you've taken with your two feet, knowing that you have done enough and it's time to rest now. So perhaps you find yourself here, resting in your nidra nest. In this little hammock of support. And perhaps feeling a sense of regeneration here, that as you're resting, you're regenerating. That as you're resting here in your little hammock, there is less doing, there is less thinking, but there is more listening. We are here listening. Listening to receive our vision. And perhaps you can feel the movement of your breath through your resting body. Perhaps you can feel the gentle expansion of your body as you breathe in and the gentle release as you breathe out. Breath flowing in and breath flowing out so effortlessly. And perhaps you can feel the soft and effortless breath is allowing you to clear out and to welcome in. Perhaps every breath out is a chance to expel any darkness. And every breath in is an opportunity to welcome in joy, to welcome in light, to welcome in love. Every breath out, allowing you to feel that you're unbothered by what others are thinking. And every breath in, a sense of feeling secure and safe. And able to trust. And perhaps every breath out allows you to release all that's been draining your brain for so long. And as you breathe in, welcoming in curiosity and openness that will welcome answers to any questions. And you may wish to simply stay with this, to stay with your breath, releasing what needs to be let go of, and welcoming in whatever you'd like to bring in. Perhaps this breath in is inviting in the goodness, reigniting positive energy and hope for the future. Breathing out, releasing all the doing, all the thinking, breathing in the listening. And you may wish to stay here just with your breath, releasing and inviting, releasing and inviting. Or you may wish to let your attention come to your heart space, settling into your heart space with a soft fascination, welcoming all that you're noticing here in your heart space. And this might just be observing the sensations here. Maybe there are some physical sensations here. Maybe there are some thoughts here, or some feelings here. Being with your heart space. And you may ask yourself here, what needs to become visible in my life? What is my heart's true desire? And you may wish to simply stay here in your heart space to see what answer there might be to that question, or simply to be with the sensations, the thoughts, and the feelings of your heart. Or you may wish to let your attention come all the way up to the crown of your head. And this evening we've been talking about not only sowing the seeds of our wishes and our intentions, but sowing the right seeds. So you might have a particular shape of seed in your mind, or even a particular plant in your mind, and what it might symbolize. And here at the crown of your head, sowing that very first seed, perhaps a seed of regeneration, coming down into the space between your eyebrows and sowing a seed here of tolerance and reasonableness. Coming down into the little dip in between your collarbones and sowing here a seed of anticipation. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down from your right shoulder and elbow into the wrist. And sowing seeds here of expelling the darkness, of welcoming in the joy, welcoming in the light, welcoming in the love. And then five little seeds in the very tips of your fingers. Seeds inviting the goodness in and reigniting positive energy and hope for the future. And your thumb, your first finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. And perhaps you can see yourself patting those little seeds in, tucking them in gently, the wrist, the elbow, the shoulder, and coming back to that little seed of anticipation here at the base of your throat. And then opening up a furrow from your left shoulder all the way down through your elbow and your wrist and all the way to the very tips of your fingers. And here we are sowing seeds of freedom to be me, freedom to be my authentic self, loving every part of me like never before. And feeling this right to the very tips of your fingers, your left thumb, first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. And patting those seeds in at your wrist, your elbow, and your shoulder. And coming all the way back to that little seed of anticipation at the base of your throat. And then sowing a seed deep behind your breastbone. A seed here for soaking up the juice of life. A seed of soft fascination, welcoming all you're noticing here in your heart space. And perhaps you can feel that soft fascination radiating outwards through the right side of your chest and the left side of your chest, and coming all the way back deep into the center behind your breastbone. And then sowing a seed in your belly, getting answers to your questions that have drained your brain for so long. Curiosity and openness will allow the answers to come here in your gut. And then sowing a seed in your pelvis of security, of safety, of trust. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your right leg, through your right hip, your knee and your ankle. Seeds of less doing, less thinking, and more listening. Five little seeds for the tips of your toes, your big toe, your second toe, third and fourth and little toe. And patting these seeds in, tucking them in here at your ankle, your knee and your hip, and coming back to the seed there at the base of your pelvis. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your left leg, through your left hip, your knee, your ankle. Seeds here of regeneration, of anticipation, of allowing whatever needs to become visible. And here in your left big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe, seeds of being rested and complete. And patting those seeds in, feeling them all safe and secure here, ready and waiting to germinate whenever the time is right and ripe. Patting them in here at your ankle and your knee and your hip, and letting your awareness come all the way back to the seed at the base of your pelvis, feeling that sense of security, of safety and trust. Coming back to the gut wisdom that you're finding there in the seed at your belly. Coming back to the soft fascination that you feel here in your heart space. Coming all the way back to the seed of anticipation that you feel at the base of your throat. And all the way back to that little space in between your eyebrows where you're inviting the goodness and reigniting positive energy and hope for the future. And maybe here you can feel the whole of the back of your body. The whole of the back of your body is here supported in a hammock. In a hammock, it's like you're gently swaying in the breeze, just allowing the right and ripe time for all the seeds to find the right and ripe time to germinate. And it's like your body is the body of the earth. And being here in the hammock is finding that little rhythm of day and night, the seasons rolling around, year in and year out. The gentle swaying rhythm of being in the hammock is almost like your breath flowing in and your breath flowing out. A gentle pace and rhythm. Of whenever the right and ripe time arises is when those seeds will germinate. And so maybe you can feel your body here, seemingly completely asleep, at rest. And yet maybe your mind is alert and awake, welcoming these opposites of being asleep and awake at the same time. Perhaps feeling the support beneath, but the freedom on the top of your body. And perhaps you can feel and sense all those little seeds, the shape of the seeds as they are now, planted firmly in your body, and yet seeing the potential of what they might become. And maybe you can see these as the actual intentions and ideas that you have, the things that you wish to become visible in your life. And maybe you see them in a metaphorical way, the little seed germinating, the little germinated seed turning into a seedling, the stems growing, the leaves growing, growing taller and taller, and a root system developing. And maybe you see little buds forming, growing bigger and bigger. And perhaps flowers bursting open, being pollinated, and fruit forming. And maybe you see that fruit become fully ripe. And maybe it's harvested, or maybe it just falls to the ground and waits for another year. Welcoming whatever you're seeing in your vision. Welcoming it with a soft fascination. Being with whatever your garden provides. And then perhaps just letting your attention leave the garden of your seeds for a moment now and just coming back into the space behind your breastbone. And perhaps just soaking up the juice of life, the juice of the fruit from whatever you've sown. And asking yourself, what needs to become visible? What is my heart's true desire? What do I wish to be with in my coming days of my life? And then letting that go. And perhaps becoming aware again of your senses, the way that we experience and cherish the world around us. And this might be through noticing the sound of your breath. Maybe you can hear your breath moving in and moving out. Maybe you can start to hear some of the sounds in this room. You might take a deep breath in. So you can hear your breath more clearly, or maybe you can hear others' breath more clearly. Maybe a little sigh or a hum out. Maybe you can start to welcome some of the sounds beyond this room. Maybe you can let your little bat ears detect whatever is happening outside this room in the world beyond. And perhaps starting to move your tongue and your mouth and just noticing what you can taste now. And maybe moving your fingers and your toes so you can start to feel the textures of your blankets and your clothing. Or perhaps having a little yawn. And maybe moving wrists and ankles. And slowly starting to move your body a little so that you can start to welcome whatever might be coming next. And maybe you can hear the little chimes. And you might choose to slowly take off your little eye pillow and welcome the light that you can see. But knowing that this practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Thank you for listening.